Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
57 Republicans voted against this bill, one of them being Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller, who joins us now. Congresswoman, thank you so much for the time today. It's great to have you talking to us about this particular issue.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I love Chip Roy. He and I are both members of the Freedom Caucus, and the Freedom Caucus definitely made up those 57 no votes.
So tell me, for people who are just tuning in now, I mean, people are living their lives. They're working seven jobs so they can afford gas to put in their gas tank, and they are busy. And here we have, in that clip, he says that this bill came down to his desk at least at 3 p.m., in the afternoon. It's a $40 billion bill to send help to Ukraine, and he's upset about it. So give us the details that made you one of those 57 no votes.
Well, the number one is we need to secure our own border. Literally, we are having an invasion, and the American people are fed up with this. MS-13 flooding over. We are literally having a chemical attack on our children. The amount of fentanyl that's been brought in, human trafficking, we know for a fact terrorists are coming in. Violent criminals, I've had multiple meetings recently with Border Patrol agents. They claim that the numbers are actually double what are being reported. And, you know, until we start implementing some policies that are America first, Americans are getting whiplash from Joe Biden's America Last policies, including, you know, dismantling our energy independence, all the great things President Trump gained for Americans, they are dismantling.
So we're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th district representative, at Rep. Mary Miller on Twitter. It's hard to look at the current makeup of Congress and see any glimmer of hope for somebody who doesn't want to see government continue to expand over and over and over again. The spending is so incredibly out of control. Mm-hmm. We do not have the money to send the places where we're sending. I'm sitting in St. Louis, Missouri right now, downtown, and on my way here, I see homeless all over the city, whether they, you know, can't find jobs, or they have addiction problems, or they just can't afford housing down here. I mean, there are so many people in our country right now, veterans who are homeless, children who are in foster care, who don't have homes. We have so many problems in our country, and we're spending this kind of money to send to Ukraine. I mean, it's just so incredibly upside down.
Well, it's time for us to start advocating for our own people. America first is what I'm for. One thing the Democrats have gotten used to are Republicans that don't fight. They get elected and they go to D.C. and they're basically placeholders. And primaries matter. We need conservatives that are willing to fight. And that's why I'm running. President Trump endorsed me because I'm the America first candidate. I've been a strong supporter of President Trump and all that he did, securing our energy independence, you know, getting our economy roaring. He's the most pro-life president we've ever had. I mean, that's his legacy.
Yeah, it is. I want to play for you a clip from J.B. Pritzker that we heard in the wake of the Roe v. Wade potential decision.
We're expecting to see people from Missouri, from Kentucky, from Indiana, from Wisconsin, from Iowa, really all the states that touch Illinois. All of them either have already started to restrict women's reproductive rights, or they have trigger laws that will revert them to becoming anti-choice states. But we're also seeing people from as far away as Texas coming to Illinois to exercise their freedoms. And we've, of course, prepared for that, tried to expand the services for people coming to Illinois, because we want them to be able to exercise those rights. And we're going to defend people all across this nation who want to, if they need to get an abortion, they know that they can come to Illinois and they'll be free.
If you can come to Illinois, you will be free. I mean, Congressman Woman Miller, to hear our governor, our shared governor, state what his goal and hope is for the state of Illinois. You represent a very large chunk of Illinois. Is he speaking for the people that are you share constituency with?
Definitely, he doesn't. He's on the wrong side. Also pushing the repeal of parental notification. It's an absolute tragedy for Illinois.
Explain what that is, because I remember this and it turns me inside out. But I think so many people aren't aware of how progressive and I guess advanced that Illinois has been in being a bastion of hope for pro-abortion people.
Yes. Well, he did this late on a Friday night to allow girls to get abortions without parental consent, which this is life-altering for, number one, the baby and for the girl. And I just can't even see how this is going to play out. What if the girl has some kind of complication? Are they going to clandestinely send a vehicle to pick up the minor that doesn't even have her driver's license, take her to the hospital, and then are they going to admit her without parental consent? I mean, the whole thing is insane.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th District Congressional Representative. Watching throughout the entire country, you mentioned that you were endorsed by Trump in your primary election for the 15th. We've seen Donald Trump have a lot of success in his endorsements across the country, but I do very much so believe, and I talk to him on both sides of the aisle every single day, people who definitely don't want to support what's in power right now. They know that. But the idea of the very, very charged way in which the name Trump invokes people to have emotional reactions to that, I'm curious, as much as you've touted that Trump endorsement, how do you plan on making that party even bigger so that Republicans can have very large wins in the next incoming Congress?
Well, I would say that people are charged by love, love for our country. And these are patriots that want to defend the Second Amendment. They want to defend life. They want to allow Americans to be able to thrive in their businesses. I mean, this overtaxation and regulation, putting fuel on the inflation fire, is anti-American. And these people, bottom line, they hate us. They hate our country. They hate what we stand for.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller right now. You can go to her website online and find out how you can support her if you would like to in the primary. We'll share that with you here in just a minute. What do you say to the people who are Democrats in the state of Illinois who cannot stand what J.B. Pritzker has done to the state and who maybe voted for Biden in the last election? Maybe they just wanted a change, but they realize this is not working for themselves, for their families. What does your constituency, or what is your representation, I should say, have to offer people who are incredibly disenchanted with what we have right now?
Well, I can understand why Democrats are frustrated. I mean, the fuel costs are up. Crime is up. Electricity is about to skyrocket in Illinois. We've got a food crisis coming. I'm a farmer, and I mean, my husband and my sons are actually in the field right now. Fuel prices, fertilizer. We've got a piece of equipment that we need. It's been in the shop since November because we can't get the part. I've got two new grandbabies. I can't believe this is happening in our country, but I'm hearing that my daughters can't get baby formula.
Yeah. My 11-month-old, I have had to scour, probably there have been several days where I have had to go to 4 or 5 stores to find a single canister, and it's not even the same formula that we've been feeding her for the first 11 months. I mean, people right now,
who would have ever thought this would have happened in our country? And even the implement dealer that we buy from usually has, you know, I don't know, untold amount of equipment sitting on the lot. There is one combine and 2 lawnmowers. That visual scares me.
Tell me what that means. As somebody who is part of a farming family, If it's kind of like an if you know, you know situation when it comes to farming. Mm-hmm. People go to the store and they think, I don't know, that the food grows right there in the Schnucks or Deerbergs or whatever. There are people working hard to provide to grow that food or to grow the food that feeds the food that we eat. Right. How quickly do the dominoes start to fall when it comes to farming, especially in an important state like Illinois?
Well, a supply chain crisis for farmers, whether it's equipment or fertilizer, it's going to eventually play out as a food crisis. And Biden's ag secretary, when I was asking him about it, literally said that we should use less fertilizer, and which proves that politicians are out of touch. On the Ag Committee, I'm one of the few actual farmers there that brings a level of expertise and understanding. And I can tell you the issues they talk about, the things they talk about are not issues that affect production agriculture. And we need to get, like, I've lived in the real world. We don't need career politicians representing us. They're out of touch.
Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you for being with us today. What's the best place that you like people to come connect with you to see how you're representing the 15th currently and how they can support your campaign?
Sure. It'd be MaryMillerForCongress.com or MaryMiller.house.gov.
All right. We're sharing that .gov website right now with our listeners on our live stream, and we will share this interview so people can hear it as soon as we're done here. Mary Miller, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Please keep fighting for the people in the 15th. And for the rest of us that are here in the state of Illinois, because we need as much common sense representation as possible.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll speak to you again soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.